Okay, the next person, I got to put a few rules on. Nothing about yourself, Sheila. You fucking talk about maybe your husband and what a wonderful experience he had on his first radio day.
We like your husband better than we used to.
I'm glad.
Sheila, try to talk about social motor issues, not your painting, not this and that. If you do well with the social motor issues,
we
have private questions.
We like painting, but we got a new painting. Hey, Sheila, we got a new painting in the soup. You're going to be so excited.
Not yet.
It's good. Oh, fuck. Okay.
No,
Bob.
Come on, Sheila. I won't let you talk. You've never talked about anything in social media. You only talk about your fucking self. So you're here. I opened the portal for you. Talk about what you can't talk about, how you don't know how to talk about. You could start. Tell us about the crazy experience your husband had.
Well, first I'm going to start with thanking Ion for this wonderful new move.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Why do you think Ion had anything to do with it, Sheila? What about you?
Nobody would pay that much goddamn money for that stupid house that quick without a little help. So, just
yeah, and the guy who bought its name is Maybank. I thought that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Maybank?
Yes.
Last name.
Yeah, it is kind of.
That's his last name, yeah.
Yeah,
it is kind of clever of it is of it isn't.
Maybank, holy shit, Donald Maybank. Does he know his origins?
I don't know.
Hey, it happened so quick.
You're too shy. You should have brought it up. And then you could have got him interested in Ion, and then Ion would help him, and he'd be a greater real estate agent. See how selfish you are, Sheila? You didn't even fucking bring it up.
Shit. She was so happy it happened so quick, and that check, when that escrow closed, fuck it, they were done. She didn't want to talk about nothing. Get the fuck out while your head's up good. Yeah, you got it right, honey. That's right. Run for the hills. Good. Go ahead. Now you're supposed to be talking about. You're supposed to talk about our Charlie. What happened on his first day?
Remember, Sheila. Burden. Don't thank Ion for the house. Thank Ion for giving you Charlie. For fuck's sake.
Oh, definitely. Thank you for giving me Charlie.
Well, we're gonna have a little talk with him soon.
What are you talking about on his first day? You mean his first week?
Yeah, Carol told me. His first day was panic day, the fucking January 6th, and everybody was calling up and freaking out. And Charlie's on this new station.
God.
He doesn't know his audience yet. He doesn't know nothing about it. Tell us about it.
Well, it was his first week when all that went down. So it was just, people were nuts. People were off the chain. They were calling in. They were yelling, and they were emotional, and they wanted to vent, and he wouldn't let some of them vent, so he cut them off, and then they went even more crazy. So, yeah, he had a hard time of it, but, you know.
Now, this is Wednesday, not last week. This is Wednesday.
Yes, well, whenever the whole, yes, it was Wednesday, that's right, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that was his first day, right?
Well, it was his first week, first full week.
He did Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday.
Which were crazy days too now. Wednesday was that culmination thing, but you know that well, Bob. You've been, prompted.
I've been doing that for years. Yeah. I think Carol told me that Charlie couldn't handle all the swearing. He wasn't doing it properly, right?
Swearing? I don't know about this. Oh, no, well, yeah, there was swearing on the air, but I think that was stopped in time. But it was just people were calling.
Thank goodness we don't allow swearing on this show. That's the girl.
Keep it clean.
But what's
right.
So Sheila?
You're going to be on this show. You better watch your goddamn mouth. That's right. Don't say nigger. Don't say nigger. They don't like that. Don't do that.
Sheila, what? Give us some examples of what they were. The people were saying. They were Trumpers. They were pissed off, right? They thought that Trump didn't cause the riot or something like that.
No, they were. If they were there, they would have been in part of the violence. They wanted to. There were people that were, some of the people calling in said they definitely would have stormed the Capitol. They would have done all that because they were so pissed off and they were disgusted with Congress and the Senate. So they were going along with the people that were rioting.
Yeah.
And that, Antifa. That was a problem. Yeah.
Okay, so these people were mad at what had happened just that day in Congress?
No, it was happening, yes. I mean, Charlie was on the air at 3. When was the rioting?
Earlier.
One-ish at that point. They didn't know if we were going into World War yet or not. Weren't sure. They're still not positive. And by the way, they're still not positive.
Yeah, because of the Iranian provocations, you mean, Ion?
No. Because when Nasty finds out that they got to the inside of her drive.
Oh yeah.
She's gonna do some bad things. And, if you didn't like the last thing she did, you really not gonna like the next thing she's gonna try to do.
Wow, and that's on her computer.
So tell Charlie he don't need to take, tell Charlie to save his dick days.
Jeez. What does that mean? He needs to stay on the air? Save his sick days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know, but yeah, he's got to build up some sick days because he's going to need them.
What, for the break or because he's going to be sick?
To get out of that bullshit, yeah.
You mean he's going to need a break away from the noise?
Yeah, that's right.
Sheila,
Sheila's no help. She's no help. Sheila's no help. She's just a consumer. She doesn't do anything. She just consumes.
She's just a lazy trophy wife. I know all about that.
Yeah, that's true.
Just consume.
You know, Sheila. Yeah. That's why you don't come around. You know you're going to get abused, but you probably like it.
That's not abuse. That's basically the same. That's what lingerie is for, is to lay over the lampshade, isn't it?
What do you mean I'm such a consumer?
You're passive. Just listen to you and Allison dialogues, you know, 8 years ago.
Until you're not. You're passive until you're not.
Yeah. And you get swept along in it.
That's the part. That's the part that's fun. That's the part that's fun. When you actually had enough and want to go on to something else, that's when it's fun. Because you quietly push it, but then you got the knife going a little deeper and a little deeper and a little deeper. And when you stab the steely knife into them, that's painful, but it hurts when you pull the knife out. Yeah, sticking it in.
It hurts her? She feels hurt?
No. It's who she's stabbing with her steely knife.
Stab it with a steely knife, but they just can't kill the beast. Was that Hotel California, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's not what we're referring to. They borrowed that from us, but yeah. And you can check out anytime you like. You just can't ever leave.
Right.
See, so that's good, too.
Mm-hmm. So with his sense of humor, let me say something, Ion. With Charlie's sense of humor, does he joke a lot with these people, or especially on Wednesday, or did he have to be?
Well, no, he didn't joke on Wednesday. No, there's no joking.
He couldn't.
No.
We did. We raised hell. We raised hell. We said it. We thought it was the best thing going. We said it.
Yeah.
We said when the big old dude. When the big old dude had a chili fart in, in Nasty Pelosi's chair, that it was what did we say? What did we say?
You just said it was a good experience, very funny.
Nasty Pelosi's chair. Yeah, that never rubbed the taint off of her chair and the germs that they put into the people's house. And, oh, yes, it's great fun. And these people doing that, they won't try to get shot in the face or the carotid artery anyway. That's pretty good aim when you can shoot a bullet and sever a carotid artery. You only got 4 minutes and it's over. The jig's up. It's over. Yep. And then they come around and they got a lot of furniture in the people's house. But what we don't know is why didn't they take them statues in Statuary Hall and put them up against the door if they didn't want people coming in? It only makes good sense to me. They couldn't have pushed them statues over. You know why? Because Donald Trump said you get 10 years if you knock down a statue. 10 years in the 10 years in the hokey pokey if you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny. So how many of those things are going to be gone? How many things are Biden going to sign away?
Oh, it doesn't matter. He's got to become president first.
So there's a chance he's not becoming president first?
Well, have you been listening? Oh, wait. No, maybe that's not tonight. We don't want to be ugly. We can't be ugly.
No, I'm behind listening. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you'll get turned. I thought Jenny Bell kept you caught up on everything. Did she not?
Not all the time.
Well, Sheila, you listen to all the archives while you're diddling around with your paint, right?
You said you can't talk about paint. You said you can't talk about paint.
No, I'm not.
Words. Then you go bring
I'm
it
talking
up.
About what she's listening to.
Oh, no.
Are you still listening to everything, Sheila? You keeping up?
No.
I am listening, but I am not keeping up.
No, she's not. She's not keeping up because she's been watching porn while she paints these days. It's getting a little better. It's helped. Have you been to the Bob's Granny porn site yet? It's pretty hot for Granny.
I haven't. No. I look forward to that.
I'm sorry about that.
Be your lazy consumer. You ain't going there. You're just a liar. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Go there.
No, Bob, it's not a liar, it's a layer. There's a difference. The layer is different than a liar.
You basically, she was a courtesan. She's good at sex, she does it well, she provides it for her men, and that's her main activity. And then while she's resting, she paints.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lovely
bring me another lover. Bring me another lover.
What did you say that was, Sheila?
That's a lovely picture you have of me.
Yeah.
It's good. It's refreshing, though. We can't say that about everybody, just saying.
I helped Sheila find Charlie. I guided her through the burdos. Each of her lovers were a fucking nut. And we went through it together.
True.
We moved from one to the next. She had girlfriends banging on the door, waking up her Sunday morning post-beer sleep.
Yeah. And that one in the van he was a weirdo too in Savannah. That we remember that one. That was too much. Yeah, it was too crazy. Those are the days of our lives, huh, girlie? Okay. So now you've moved up the food chain, blah blah blah. Let's talk about Charlie's what does he want to be when he grows up?
I thought he was in the middle of doing it.
You do sleep with him, right?
I do, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you hesitated and we were surprised.
Well, I think he's doing it.
Then why all the questions?
Questions from who? From him?
From whom? Him, yes. When it's the object of the preposition, it can't be who, it's got to be whom.
Right.
En français. En français, damn it.
En français, all I know is how to order food at this stage.
Yeah, that's true. That's okay. That's okay. Hey, but unlike Bob, at least you know what duck confit is, so that's good. Okay, duck's been the other dark meat lately for everybody. It's good eatings. Alright, now, get back to what he wants to do. So, when he gets done with this, when is he gonna change it up? Or, is he actually gonna do this? This is the rub.
As far as I understand, he's actually gonna do this. He's doing it.
Well, how
can
he
know what he's doing?
He needs to
talk to me a lot. He needs to start reading McLuhan.
Well, he doesn't
he's a
even know.
Somnambulist.
Yeah, fuck McLuhan. Fuck McLuhan. He doesn't even know who Ezra Pound is. How's he ever gonna?
Yeah, well, we'll work on that.
He's never read
Ezra Pound.
He knows who Ezra Pound is. I told him who Ezra Pound was. Well,
knowing
you know
who it is not what we're talking about.
You told...
Okay, so what do you think?
Master,
I don't know who Ezra Pound
the
is.
The master. Oh, now the master is going to teach us something. This is getting good. Come on, honey. Tell us about Ezra Pound. What did you tell your lover Ezra Pound was?
Let's see. I think it was some kind of joke. I forgot.
It was a noun and a joke.
It was a noun and a joke, yeah. So this is as Ezra Pound is. Went to prison.
That's
a
not,
poet.
That's nothing.
Lived in Venice. Alive at the
no,
time.
No, he didn't. He never lived in Venice. That's the last years.
Well,
he discovered James Joyce. He discovered modern fucking literature. He discovered James Joyce, T.S. Eliot, and Wyndham Lewis, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, and he's a British, like the British man who changed his. He's like the British man who changed his name to Celine Dion.
Yeah, he's the greatest, one of the greatest thinkers or poets or whatever you call what he did, mediums of the 20th century. Really important, more important than Joyce and Eliot and the other greats. But he fucked it up, or he anticipated me. He gets on the fucking radio and does a real radio show. He starts ranting for Mussolini against the European allies. You know about that?
And this is 100 years before there was radio.
That's right.
Well, that's what
people thought he was
now that's pretty good. Now that's pretty good when you can take over a medium back guys before 100 years before it's known. So just saying.
Yeah. No, really. So did you know that he did radio in Italy, fascist Italy?
Yes. Well, isn't that
no.
why he went to prison? No, that's not why he went to prison.
Yes, he was
for treason.
Put in jail for treason and barely escaped being assassinated or excommunicated, whatever the word is, executed. But you didn't bring that up to Charlie. You didn't know what he did. And he survived it with people like Marshall McLuhan and Hugh Kenner lobbying for years to get him out of jail. It took him about 13 years to get out, not jail, hospital. Now, he was a totally sane guy. He wasn't nuts. McLuhan visited him in June 4th. Unlike me, he was sane. And so he was living with the mental patients. So while McLuhan and Hugh Kenner are with him that afternoon, a mental patient comes in with an empty hand but pretending he's sweeping. You know what I mean? He's faking sweeping. He's cleaning up the fucking cells. And so when he came over with nothing in his hands but gesturing like he's sweeping, Ezra Pound lifted
his
feet so the guy could sweep under Pound's empty feet. That's incredible. He totally put on the guy's reality. You know, he's sweeping with nothing, and Pound lifts his feet so his empty fucking hands can sweep underneath Pound's feet.
Yeah. Bob does that with ice cream.
I do that regularly.
He doesn't use some anymore. He does that now with ice cream. Carolyn pretends to buy him ice cream, and she doesn't. And he sits over there and enjoys it. And he's getting fat from ice cream that he's not eating.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So I go down to the beach, Sheila, and I stand there in
get in trouble.
12 inches of water, and I just stroke in the air. You know what I mean? I pretend I'm swimming. They do it for 45 minutes. Nobody's noticed anything about it. They don't comment on it. They just let me do it. I actually don't swim. I'm in the tradition of that janitor in 1948.
So why don't you go in and swim?
I don't know how to swim.
He's afraid of sharks.
Yeah, the sharks are there.
The sharks would do it. I understand that totally.
And the turtles poop in the water. It's not very good.
So do the whales. That's a bigger thing.
Yeah, I saw a couple whales today.
Bob doesn't go that deep, so he figures that part of the septic tank's pretty safe.
When we go out, every year we have to go out a couple times. Maybe people are visiting. We have to go out in the boat to see the whales. But I'm not allowed out anymore because when we go out, the whales don't come around. And everybody wonders, what the fuck? There are whales yesterday. There'll be whales tomorrow, but they're not today. But Ian told me the whales are afraid of me. So I don't go out anymore. I ruined the trip. Really, they're afraid of me. They pick that up. The Dark Soul, right there in her bay. Harbor Bay. Anyways, back to Ezra Pound. Tremendous story. You know nothing about him. But he's someone that Charlie should look into. What did he do? What did he talk about? He did LaRouche. He did everybody. And there are books with transcripts of what he said.
Oh,
tremendous.
That's like Vern. That's like Vern Christensen. He did everybody, too.
Yep. Physically. Blowjob talk.
Oh.
But he didn't get me, and that pissed him off and eventually killed him.
Yeah, well.
Except for that one time in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So Sheila,
over the top.
What do you make of what Charlie's going through? He is an immature DJ.
Bob's had a few lovers too, honey. We'll tell his tales out of school too. Don't think he won't.
Well, I think Sheila was one of them. Didn't we have a little tete-a-tete, Sheila, at one point?
I don't recall that, Bob.
Okay.
Yes, you would. Honey, if you saw that bush, there'd be no penetration. It would all be hair. You couldn't get to anything past the hair. So
we sort of besides each other, but no penetration. I didn't penetrate.
It's his living. It's his living condom. It's a full penetration condom. It's so funny because Karen thought Jermaine was actually eyeballing him, but it was just his hair sticking out from underneath the shorts that went to his knees. The shorts went to the
underwear.
The hair was creeping. That's foundational garments, Bob. You wouldn't know anything about that. And then the hair was creeping out the bottom of the shorts. It was pretty disgusting. Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
I have a feeling that actually never occurred.
Nah, ask Jermaine. Get her. Go get her. You're fixing her.
Yeah,
you're fixing
she's not here right now.
Time,
we'll get her later. Right?
You're fixing a forfeiture time.
You missed that show.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah. No, it's a good day, Charlie Brown. Okay, now what? We're talking about Charlie or something. I don't know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Well, we need to have him grow up. He's just been joking all his life.
Why?
I mean, he's been cursed with a sense of humor or making humor. What? Why?
I thought Karen was going to put him in the stable.
She tried. Sheila prevented it.
Oh, well,
stable, what?
Okay.
People?
She's not approved, just so you